Ronan Rubenstein. Welcome to Upcoming Disc. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, it's October, closing in on Halloween. It's a good time to talk about fright films, and you were in a pretty good one called Some Kind of Hate, weren't you?
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Not a problem. Listen, what attracted you to the role of Lincoln?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with I just finished shooting a film before that called Condemned with the same production, and I got a really good taste for who they are and how they want to make movies and why they want to make movies. And off the bat, I had a good feeling about Some Kind of Hate, and then reading the script and talking to Adam, and then the subject matter of the story really, really drew to me, man. It was something that I really felt I needed to be a part of. Especially in a film, it's a great art form of expressing anything you want, pretty much.
Yeah, and the movie's not just a typical horror or slasher film. I mean, it's got a big central theme of bullying and such, because Lincoln's a kid who's been bullied most of his life, and that must have been a tough thing for you to pull off.
I really want to praise the writing, because that helped so much. You know, I could have been dead in the water, but it was fantastic writing that helped me form this character of Lincoln, which never portrayed before that, being similar to him, and with the help of Adam and Brian, the writers, and it was there was a lot to work from. You know, there was a lot of information that they gave me, and then creating from our imagination of how's this kid gonna look, how's he gonna speak, how's he gonna walk, how would he feel about this? And it was fascinating. It was a really good learning experience of people like that. Struggle with getting bullied on and outcasted just because they listen to a different music or they dress a certain way. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. And the thing about Lincoln is that he not only has to carry all this bullying, but then he ends up bringing out this spirit that ends up killing people. So now he's got the guilt to carry on for that. So this is a pretty loaded mental guy you got playing here.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychological work for this character. But I think it definitely helped going towards the character, approaching the character with the physical form, you know, trying to change him physically. And
right.
Molding this kid definitely helped tap into psychological problems.
And did you do any certain special kind of preparation or research for the part?
I mean, a big research help was Adam Mortimer himself. He knows this world, he knows the music, he knows those people. In high school, he was a metalhead, and then, of course, he wrote it. So learning from him helped a lot. And then the music of Lincoln and that world, we'll listen to it to get some idea of maybe why they listen to it, what attracts them to it. If you've seen the movie, it was just the physical aspect of it. That was research in its own of how they look, you know, what they wear.
Well, and not only that, it was a physical role in the fact that there's a lot of people, you know, fighting on you. You end up putting a fork in somebody's face. So there's a lot of physicality as well to do. Did you do any kind of special preparation to do that?
You know, I always like to preach that I would prefer to do my own stunts and action scenes so I could really get the feel of the situation.
Sure.
And honestly, for a camera, it looks better because you don't have to worry about hiding a face or something that, you know, you might see the stunt person. And I'm just glad Adam let me have that freedom because, you know, for legal or for safety reasons, people could have been like, no, this is too risky. Like, what if you get punched in the face by accident? Like, well, you know, we have professionals on set. I don't think anything should go wrong. Let me do my thing, you know, and really get the feel of it. And honestly, that was some of the most fun moments shooting, is really getting into the nitty gritty things, you know. Even if it wasn't fighting, something like smoking cigarettes,
right?
The nitty gritty part of its own, you know, it's like physical harm to your inside. So
sure,
it was a bunch of things that I'm really glad they let me do myself, because not only did it work for camera, I think it helps me understand my character better as well.
So, did you see a lot of that bloodletting stuff, or did that stuff happen while you weren't on set?
Yeah, I always like to watch and see what's going on. Especially in a film like this, you know, with any moment, you could have a shower of fake blood going on. not only does it look cool, it's sick, you know. I'd run in there, get a little bloody, shoot him, morning, be like, all right, I'm going to go have lunch.
And at the end there, now, how much did you get to do with the flames and the fire stuff at the end? Did you get to do any of that?
Absolutely. If you've seen the movie, I actually lit my arm on fire up to my elbow.
Were you scared to do that?
Of course. I mean, at first there was that nervousness, but then after going through it, I mean, the amount of safety precautions we had, it was still so safe to do something like that. And then it was, the excitement hit me, and I felt like a little kid, and
yeah, really. Not many people get to say that. That's a scary movie, but anything scary really happened on the set?
Man, I wish. You know, I wish I had a good ghost story, something supernatural, but not on this one, man. Maybe, hopefully one day.
You mentioned also you have another film, I guess you did before this, although it's coming out a little bit later, Condemned. Can you tell us just quick something about that?
Yeah, Condemned actually just had its world premiere at Screamfest in Los Angeles, and we had the whole world premiere happen at the Chinese Theater, which was an honor. And that is like a Bruce Campbell Evil Dead part of Manhattan.
So you've got two things coming out back to back, Some Kind of Hate, and then in theatrical release you have Condemned coming out next week. So how does that feel to have a couple of movies coming out in back to back like that?
It's amazing, man. It's an honor, and it's really special that it happened to be that close of a time span. And I'm excited for the theatrical premiere of Condemned.
How is it working with a first time director? Yeah.
We're very open to exploring and trying different things to see what works and see what doesn't. And they were just so willing to, you know, work as a team, which is exactly what any kind of production is, you know.
Yeah.
TV, theater, it's a collaboration. The fact that you have such a giving director, I mean, it makes your life so much easier.
Did you guys get any real prep time together to, like, build up chemistry with the other cast members or to do any rehearsal, or did this have to get quick bang done?
Condemned was, we had a table read, and that was about it. And then Some Kind of Hate was even crazier. I finished shooting Condemned, and then 3 days later I had to go to L.A. to shoot Some Kind of Hate. So it was a quick turnaround. It really forced you to get your shit down and bring something special to the table in a short amount of time. And, you know, I think we did that, man. I think we made something nice.
Yeah. Now, what do you do? Is there something special you do to kind of shift gears when you're running from one project to another and two different kind of characters?
Yeah, you just go back to the basics and break down each character and what they want, what they're trying to accomplish, what are they afraid of, you know, what the movie is of, you know, and then you create them, you know, whether it's emotionally or physically or psychologically. So, yeah, I like to approach them each basic way, and then begin. Each character has a very unique way of going at them. It all depends on the situation. You know?
Sure. Well, I want to thank you for spending the time with us. We got Some Kind of Hate coming out on November 3rd on DVD and Blu-ray, and we've got Condemned that's going to come out in theatrical release and digital HD on November 13th. So it's a really good accomplishment month you have for you, and I want to thank you for taking the time to share some of that busy time with us.
Thank you very much for reaching out, man. I really appreciate it. I really hope you get to enjoy Condemned and get to watch it.
I'm sure I'll get to. And thanks again, Ronan. Have a good one. Have a great Halloween.
Yeah.